match. I didn't want the devil to know that this morning. He's no match with our master. Hallelujah. I don't care how bad he think he is. He's no match with our master. I don't care what you done. I don't care how he got you down. If you give your life to Jesus, the devil can't hold you because he's no match. No match. You know that? The devil tell you it's too late. It ain't too late. It's no match. When Jesus come in, he got to run out. No wonder they say he's the light of the world. When light comes, darkness got to go. When you turn your switch on at night, darkness leaves. Because Jesus is the light of the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He knows that. I want the devil to know that this morning. And I want some of you to know that who the devil got bound down. God is able to pick you up. He knows that. God can pluck him out anytime he feels like it. He ain't got to wrestle with no devil. Hallelujah. He ain't got to wrestle. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for Jesus who died on the cross that we may have a right to the tree of life. Got up with all power in his hand and coming back again. Bless the souls you have sent. Don't let a soul leave it if it's been blessed. We dependent and relying upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I can't do nothing without you. Let me say what you want me to say. And everything said and done, you've got the glory. You got the honor and all praises. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask these blessings. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We forgot to announce that we will be at Reverend Sankey tonight at 8 o'clock. And those of us like to go, we'd be glad to have you. Pray for me. I need your prayers. My time will be up there tonight. Brother Washington Baker, y'all, some of y'all know him, and he's been sick a long time, and he passed on this morning, and they're asking the prayers of the saints. His sister called down. I got this note, I don't know where I got it from, but you know, sometimes you get things and not be true, but I'm talking about what I got here, all right? They say he passed this morning. So let us pray for that family. He was an usher here a long time at the New Bethlehem family. To our preaching brothers and our deacons and to all of God's children, we call your attention today to the Gospel of St. Matthew, beginning at the 29th verse. Matthew 20. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I'm so glad I'm saved. I don't know what to do. Oh, never mind. I'm so glad I'm saved. Oh, never mind. Well, you got some joy. You know, you ain't worried about this old world. Oh, mighty. I'm so glad God saved me. I don't know what to do. You ain't got nothing to worry about. Just lean on Jesus. That's all you got to do. I'm talking about lean on. You got to always lean all the way on. Yeah. Lord have mercy. That 29th verse, it said, "And as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thy son of David." Listen at the multitude. And the multitude rebuked them because they should hold their peace. But they cried the most, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thy son of David." And Jesus stood still and called them and said, "What will ye that I shall do unto you?" They said unto him, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. Glory to God. That verse, the 32nd verse, where it said, Jesus stood still. Jesus stood still. Jesus stood still. Everybody in here, I want you to close your eyes a moment. Everybody in here, we just close your eyes. Just be obedient. Just close your eyes a moment. Everybody, eyes closed. That who can hear me, your eyes closed. Keep your eyes closed. Ain't it kind of bad? Wouldn't it be bad if you couldn't see? Look how that is. You can't see nothing. Kind of sad, ain't it? It's a blessing that God still got you seeing. We ain't no better than nobody else. You can be blind, I can too tonight, the next moment. And you thank God for, close your eyes. Close your eyes. I see some eyes open. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Ain't nothing going to bite you. Close your eyes. Wouldn't it be sad if you just were blind like that? God Almighty. This is the reason we ought to give him glory. This is the reason we ought to give him praise. Because we can be blind and can't see. Let us open our eyes. If you can see, don't you want somebody else to see? Jesus stood still. Did you not know there were some in that multitude that were following Jesus, didn't want these blind men to see or talk to Jesus? Ain't that selfish? That's real selfish, ain't it? Well, ain't you glad that you got a Jesus will stand still? I'm glad that Jesus is not like us. I'm glad. I'm glad because if we was depending upon each other as we depend on Jesus, we'll go lacking. There are some folks. If you were Aren't you glad that Jesus is not like us? Ain't you glad that the God that we serve, regardless of who you are, he'll come and see about you? Ain't you glad of that? What really stopped Jesus? What really stopped Jesus was the love for mankind. The compassion. And that's what I love about the Lord.
He don't care who you are. He knows your needs. And he shall supply them if you do your part. There's a part to play in this thing now. That's what I'm trying to get you all to see here. But I want you to know, regardless of your condition, your problem, your circumstances, your trouble, whatever you're going through with, God knows what you need.
Yeah.
But we have to present our needs to the Lord. And what I love about the Lord, he has no respect of person.
Uh-huh.
I'm putting a lot of emphasis on that because some of us feel like we can turn God on and off. Some of us feel like we can stop God from blessing other folk. It don't work like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Whatever you need right now, other folk may not be paying you a bit of attention. But God knows your need. And if you present your need to the Lord, God have no respect of person.
Yeah.
But something we got to do our own self. If you know here, and this is our purpose for this lesson. When we ask God to do something for us, we got to play a part in there somewhere before we get our prayers answered. We got to play a part. See, we don't want to do nothing when it's time for getting our blessings. We don't want to do nothing. We got to do something ourselves. Number one, you got to have faith in God.
Yeah.
That's number one. You got to know that he's able. Yeah. You got to know that he can do anything but fail. Yeah. If you don't know that, don't you call on him. Because he ain't going to move if you know that you ain't got no faith that he's able to do what you ask him to do.
Yeah.
That's the first key. You've got to have some faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And you notice these blind men, they didn't have but two things going for them. They can hear and they can talk. Just suppose they would just have sit there and wouldn't have said nothing. They had a mouth. They can hear. That's the very reason you ought to use what God gives you. God ain't crazy. If you come here blind, that's God's business. God is saying, I still love you. You can use what I gave you. They had ears. They can hear. They had a mouth. And they can talk. And they got something, didn't they, y'all? They used the ears and they used their mouth. Yet still they couldn't see, but yet still they had faith that God will hear their prayer. When we ask God to do something, number one, I told you, you better have some faith. And number two, you've got to go the right way. You can't go any kind of way. You got to go in earnest. You got to go with your attitude in the right way.
Yeah.
Because if your attitude not right, you still can't answer your prayer. You can't have so much of ought against your brother if you want your prayer answered. God is still answering prayer.
Yeah.
But we got to realize and believe that he is answering prayer and make sure we are in contact with God. Now, before you come to a conclusion of whatever you're going through with, before you get to acting everybody, they're saying this and saying that, don't do or stop and all that kind of jive, I believe you ought to check with Jesus first.
Yeah.
And what I mean by checking with Jesus now, I'm talking about checking it by the word of God. Because a lot of things, we know what to do, but we always got to check with Jesus, and he already told you what to do in the word of God.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about that way now. So sometimes we come to a point where we may need some guidance,
yes, sir.
And it may not be direct in the Bible. You check with Jesus. But other ways, before you say, he ain't no healer, somebody says, he can't heal me. check with Jesus first. Somebody may say, he ain't gonna come and see about you. Check with Jesus first. Somebody may tell you, stop praising God, but check with Jesus first. Stop calling his name so loud, but you ought to check with Jesus first. In other words, you ought to see what Jesus said about it. Because Jesus said, everything have breath.
Yeah.
Ought to praise the Lord. He said, if you need me, he said, call me. He said, there's nothing impossible that I can't do. All things are possible with the Lord. But we are to check with the Lord before we come to a conclusion. Because the Lord is able to do anything, but the Lord just can't fail. And there are some sickness beyond the human cure. Something man just can't do.
Yes, sir.
God, the one, got to give him the knowledge to do what he's doing right now. Man tried to come up with everything. Just like cancer. All of us scared of cancer. I bet you from the depth of my heart that the simple thing of healing cancer is in the earth somewhere. God just ain't showed it to him yet. I believe it. But see, when God gets ready, see, that's when he comes and moves. When God gets ready, he gives man knowledge. But long as the world is as it is now, how the church is living like it's living, just about we may not never find the answer. Because sin bring on sickness. Sin bring on diseases. So this was a disease that man can't do nothing with except God touch. Except God give a power. Except God heal, there is no healing. So it's all in the hands of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
So blindness is one of that man can't do nothing with except God allow him.
Yeah.
God used men to open blinded eyes sometimes. But there's a lot of blind folks wish they can see something. Some folk never saw the moon.
Amen.
Some of them never saw the sun. But can't nobody heal them but the Lord.
Your eyes. You heard Deacon David always holler, it's the most precious gift that God gave.
It may be the most precious gift for the body, but not for the soul. But we know it is a precious gift because you got eyes and you can see.
Yes.
Did you not know there's a blessing? You got eyes. And you can see.
Yeah.
That's the very reason I told you close your eyes.
Yeah.
And just see how it is blind. What would it be like if I was blind?
Yeah.
Somebody got to lead you around everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Think about it. And just think about when a man is spiritual blind.
Uh-huh.
When you spiritual blind, you ain't going to see nothing spiritual in that Bible.
Yes, sir.
The same way you are physical blind, so it is spiritual blind. So it's a blessing to see both ways. Blessed is the man who can see spiritual and physical. But it's best to see spiritual. Ain't it, y'all? See, because we're going to get another pair of eyes. But when you blind spiritually and can see physically, you still messed up. So it's best to have your spiritual eyesight worked on than the physical eyes. But God is able to do both. And he's the only one can do both. So these men were blind men, and they could not see. Children will let you down. But Jesus will stop and see about you. And a lot of children don't put parents down. A lot of them throw them in a nursing home and never go see about them. A lot of them left them in a little back room somewhere and never go off them a glass of water. They'll put you down. But what I love about Jesus, he'll stop and stand still and see about you. You see, this is what Jesus come here for. He come to help mankind. This is what he come here for. If we need help, what Jesus come here for? We were all messed up. We were spiritual messed up. We were physical messed up. And this is what he come here for. He come to seek and to save that which was lost. There's a lot of lost folks in the world. It's more lost folks than saved folks. They are sick. And this is where Jesus comes from. Because we couldn't help our own selves. And there ain't no help except him help us
when it comes down to spiritual things. We can go and get some things to help ourselves. God allow that. But there are some things we can't touch.
And except God allow us, we can't do nothing.
But just what he comes for. And if you just need him and call him, he'll answer you right now.
Yeah.
But you got to need him. You got to answer. You got to holler in faith. And when you holler in faith, God will stop by and see about you.
You know, we sang that song, "Why thou art passing, don't pass me by. Why you on your way somewhere else, Lord? Stop by and see me a little while. Why are you going to Birmingham? Stop in Bessemer and see about me. Why are you going somewhere else? Stop. Why thou art passing, Lord, don't pass me by."
And this would happen here during the time of these blind men on the wayside. There was a sinner man. He was dying. And he was dying on the cross. But there was a Jesus in the middle. Watch how Jesus stopped. Jesus dying and feeling pain like everybody else. On the right and on the left. But he stopped and said, "Master, when thou enter into the paradise, remember me." Jesus stood still. And stopped down and said, "This day thou shalt be with me in paradise." In other words, he's never too busy to see about you. That's what we got to understand. We always think God's so busy because we got all these folks to tend to. That ain't no problem with God. That ain't no blinking of our eyes. God takes care of everything. And he knows what's going on in everybody's heart. You tell me God knows what my need with all these folks? Yes! All of us in here right now, God knows your individual need. We don't have the same need. I guarantee you, he knows yours. He touched the one that calls him. See, a lot of folks be in the multitude, but just a very few really touch it. A lot of folks come to church, but a very few just really get what they come for. God looking for the one with the right motive. God looking for the one to call and help me. And we scared to tell God to help us sometimes. Why? I want y'all to listen to me good. Why? Why are we afraid to tell God to help me? What are we afraid of? Why? That's all he wants you to do. He knows you can't do it by yourself. He knows that. And he waiting on you. Would he please call me? Would she please holler help? This is what I'm here for. I know you're messed up when I got here. All of us messed up. If we wasn't messed up, we wouldn't need to come here. All of us messed up. But thank be to God, he come to fix us right. And all you've got to do is to call him. And when you call him with an honest heart, he will come and see about you. You tell me, Reverend Walker, I never been nothing in my life. I've been bad all my life. I sell dope. I'm on dope. I sell whiskey. I do this. I beat up my wife. God will still hear your prayer if you call his name. That's what I love about the Lord. He don't care what you done. I'm in a game. He'll get you out of the game.
Yeah.
I do this. He'll get you out of that. But you got to come to him.
See, he don't keep running at you. If you don't want him, that's your business. He just got to turn his back on you.
But if you want him, he will come and see about you. But we the one got to call him. And when we call him, we got to tell him what we need. And God will see about us. We got a God that concerned for your need. We got a God that is concerned about your welfare. Salvation is free to everybody. But we must do something ourselves. Jesus is available to everybody, but we must do something ourselves. We want God to do everything. The first thing so holler, God knows my heart. Yes, he knows your heart. But he still wants you to say what you want. By confessing with your mouth.
Yeah.
That's how salvation comes. By confessing with your mouth.
Yeah.
He knows your heart, yes. Yeah. But you got to tell God and then put forth some effort to do so.
Yeah.
He knows your heart.
But that's the first thing we holler. God know when to do something for me. Ain't that sad to say? He told you to ask him. That's easy enough. Just ask him. Now, you want to Cadillac, and you can get it by accident. You're going right up there and ask that man, I want a Cadillac. Well, the same way about the Lord. He wants you to what? To ask him. Whatever you need, you got to ask the Lord. Don't be talking about, he knows my heart. Oh, yes, he sure knows your heart. That means you better come right because he knows your heart. But he still wants to open our mouth and do that we can do. Then God will see about us. We don't want to do nothing for ourselves. And let me tell y'all something. Don't y'all feel so insignificant because you ain't got what the other folks got. You feel like you're all down and out. Let me tell you this. You use what God gives you. Look what God gave. Matter of fact, he didn't give Moses really nothing but backed him up, and that's all. He said, take that stick you got along with you. That's all. I'm about to go deliver them children down yonder. Bring them out of Egypt, and you ain't giving me nothing. Just take the rod with you. Just take the rod with you. I'm going to get in the rod. And sometimes we look at what we got. That's the very reason we don't do nothing for the Lord. We look at what we got. But what God done gave you, use what you got. That very rod that Moses had, that's the one that delivered them across the Red Sea. That's the very thing that convinced Pharaoh that God is God. So every time he moved that rod, something happened. Fly came. Water turned to blood. Lightning flashed. Thunder rolled. All this because of that one little rod. And when he got to the Red Sea, he said, stretch for your rod. You tell me that's all he had. That's all he had. But God, get in the rod. That's the key right there. You see, when God get in you, you can do anything but fail. That means Paul says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. The devil make you feel like you ain't nothing. The devil make you feel like everything is gone and left you by yourself. But when you got the Lord on your side, you know things don't bother God. Stop letting things get you down. Use what you got. This is the key I'm trying to point to some of y'all. You got to do with what you got. Here a man over here got a tractor. Got 10 acres. Got big plows behind that tractor. He can get them in and drive that thing. But here you got a mule and a plow. You just use your mule and your plow. Don't worry about the man with the tractor. That's all you do. Just follow your mule and stop worrying about what over yonder. And the first thing you holler, well, he got more than me. Forget that. You just use what you got. God gave you a mule and a plow. Well, you still eating, ain't you? You use what you got. God knows what he's doing. But some of us come to church sometime, we feel like don't nobody like us. We feeling down out because we ain't got what the other folks have. But you just got to use what you got.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you one reason. Sometimes God fixed it like that where you can lean totally on him. You see, when we got other things to lean on, we ain't going to put all our weight on God. But when you ain't got but this, you got all your weight totally on the Lord. And this is what God wants. That means sometimes God has taken our possession from us where we can totally lean on the Lord. That means sometimes God has to do these things, strip us sometimes, where we totally can lean on the Lord. You see, everybody ain't lean on the Lord.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you see folks with a lot of things, sometimes they ain't lean on the Lord. It may not be God. But God knows how to handle his own children. But whatever you got, would you use what you got? You got to use what you got.
Glory to God.
Y'all ain't going to sleep on this year.
You who have a ear, you better hear what the Spirit have to say unto the church. God is available. He stood still
for these men. He stood still. Hallelujah. Two men lying, and God stood still. The woman with the issue of blood, she was healed because she got so. Just suppose she could have stayed there. I'm going to stay right here until the Lord come by. The Lord knows my heart. But she had to leave her house. And when she got there, heard that Jesus was coming. The crowd was there. She could have went back home, discouraged. I can't get to him. But we don't want to do nothing. But what she did, she pressed her way. The first thing we'll do, get the crowd together. You can't get in that crowd. All them folks is brother to Jesus. Them Jesus friends. You ain't hit no nothing. But no, she didn't let that get in her heart. She said, if I get touching him, I'm in God, I shall be made whole. She's done some, church. We don't want to do nothing. And sometimes we'll be at home. I'm going to wait till God save me. Come to church. Come to church. What you waiting on? You got to do something sometime. She went and breathed her way. And that's why she got a healing. See, we don't want to do nothing. We want to God. He knows my heart. Make the first step. Lord, I need a job. Lord, I ain't got up and look for no job. You got to get up and look for a job. Ain't no job going to come to your door and knock on it. You got to go find a job. The Lord knows what job I need. Go look. And he may not give you everything you need, but he will supply when it's time to come. Sometimes we holler, I can't find a job nowhere. You ain't even looking for names. You got to do something for your own self. The 10 leprosies, they call on the Lord. They got their healing because they're obedient. They started running. The block, he said, y'all go and show yourself to the priest. They done something. They obeyed God. They went showed themselves to the priest. But first, they call on him. You got to call on the Lord. And when you call on him, mean it from your heart, God will do something. Zacchaeus, look at him. Short in stature. Little short fella. How you think he got converted? Through Jesus Christ, we know. But he had to climb the sycamore tree. He was short. The crowd was there. The first thing he said, I want to see Jesus. Well, he went out there to see Jesus, but the crowd was there. He couldn't see him. My thought he could have stayed at home and just said, well, I can't see him. But what he done? He done something. What did he do? He climbed up the sycamore tree just to see Jesus. Jesus, right? He knows your heart. You've got it. If you know he know you know, then you just do something. He'll care where you're at. He'll call you down. He knows that child want to see him. So when he got there, he said, come here. Oh, he had to stay at home because the crowd was there. And that way some of us, sometimes because we're not like we ought to be in stature, we feel like we ain't nobody. You know, some women, you know, I'm going to say this, no reflection. You know, some women, you may not be, you don't think you're so pretty. And you feel like nobody likes you. You know, let me tell you something. Yes, this world ain't hitting on nothing. This world going to classify their beauty like they want to classify it. But when you got Jesus and got some inside, that's all God wants. Yeah. See, we got a lot of pretty women, but just the ugly.
Yeah. Yeah, preacher.
I mean just the ugly. See, when you got some women, they say they ain't so pretty, but they're just the beautiful.
God bless you then.
Don't you let the devil fool you. Use what you got. Don't feel down. Lift yourself up in the name of Jesus. You got to do something if you want to get your healing. You got to do something. These men, they went to the city. They was in the city. Here Jesus departing from Jericho. Watch that now. They departing from Jericho. And there was a great multitude following him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside. When they heard that Jesus passed by, what did they do?
They cried. Not that a little boy trying to be cute. Them folks want to get help. There's a lot of folks got so much of pride, they don't even want to be helped.
Yes.
They don't want the folks to know that I need a healing. You better put that stuff away from you. Yes. They cry with a loud voice, Jesus,
yes,
the Son of David, have mercy on me.
Yes.
All right, watch this now. Watch this. Now they holler, have mercy, but watch what some of the folks say. Some of the folks say, hush, hold your peace. Leave Jesus alone. Don't folks do you like that now?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. That's the same way in church. Sometimes I know we got some folks may not say nothing, but sometimes they ain't saying it because they ain't got nothing to say nothing with. I know you know, but don't you let nobody stop you. You can call on Jesus loud as you want to call. Jesus! I know it makes some folks mad. You know, when you call it loud, you know, have mercy on me! I wish he hushed. Why are you telling me to hush? What I've done to you? I ain't calling your name. Is Jesus bothering you? Let me tell you what happens sometimes. Better time, they know they ought to be saying it. They ain't got nothing to make them say it.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
That's the very thing about Jonah. Jonah knew God is merciful. He said, if I go to preach to them folks are my enemy. And here God is talking about saving them folks. Hey, he's going. Oh, if God wants you to go, you're going.
Yeah.
That's what he was afraid of. He knew God was merciful. He knew if he preached the gospel and them folks repent, God don't save them.
Yeah.
That's the reason he didn't want to go. They was an enemy.
Yeah.
They was enemy to Jews.
That's right.
And that's what it's for. It's the same way right now in church.
Right.
It's a lot of folk want you to miss your blessing.
Yes.
They said, hush. Hold y'all peace. But what did they say? They got a little louder, didn't they? Shut them by. They got a little louder. A little louder.
Yes.
You tell me, y'all, listen. Y'all tell me I can't holler loud for Jesus in the church. Huh? Wake up. Y'all tell me I can't holler for Jesus in the church. Huh? Don't you go to the football game, don't you holler loud. Huh? I live down in Bustall in the Jonesboro up here where the stadium. I can hear the crowd down there. I know when they get in the church, y'all are just about to get one. Got one, the crowd get loud. And y'all tell me I can't come to church and holler Jesus. That disturb you? That bother you? Well, if that bother you, who you come to worship? If the name of Jesus bother you, who you think we come to talk about? Where can I holler? If I get on my job, the boss man ain't going to find me. And the Bible told me to obey my boss man. If he don't want me to say nothing about Jesus on my job, I'm got to obey my boss man. But buddy, when I get here, I can call Luke.
Yeah.
Look like nobody don't understand nothing.
Look like.
That lets you know everybody in the crowd ain't for real.
Yeah.
Here these folks want to be blessed, couldn't see, want to see. And these folks don't want Jesus to stop by to help them. You see it, ain't you? Why you don't want me to see?
Yes.
What I've done to you. Can't y'all see my point? That's the man that owes blind an eye, and I can't see. You can see. And he can open my eyes, you ought to go and tell me to it.
Yeah. Yeah, preacher.
You can see the bird. I never saw a bird. I'm so glad God ain't like us. The Bible said it got a little louder. Jesus! You're going to put your hand on your hands in here if you want to hear.
Jesus!
Stop the crowd. He said, bring them here. God Almighty. And see the crowd get quiet then.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know he talked to poor folk.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty. We ain't got time for them folk over here, are not? Did you not know God can put us in that same shape? Huh? Did you not know it can be a time that you can walk and see, maybe a time you can't?
Yes, sir.
Huh? So you better start having compassion for one another. Because Jesus have compassion. He loves. He said, bring them here. Now when he got there, he asked them a question. See, you holler for him. Now, Lord, he said, what y'all want me to do for you? That we may see. Oh, my God. That's what you got to do. When you call on God, they come and say, you know our heart. He didn't say that. They just said, yes, you know your heart. But what you want, do you? What Jesus said, if you got faith enough, knowing that I'm able to open your eyes, that's all he's saying. See, tell us, God knows. Tell God what you want. You call on him. You got his potential. Now tell him what you want.
Yeah.
Young folks, hear me. That's one thing about God. He'll stop if you mean business. I dare you to call. I don't care what you're doing, what you're in. If you call Jesus, he'll stop and see about you. And that's one thing God can't stand for folks to holler Jesus. He can't stand for folks to have mercy on you. If you may not get no answer today, keep on calling. Call tomorrow. You just got to keep calling. After a while, he'll just what you want. God Almighty. I don't care how big, he'll take care of all of us. He'll stop for you. All these folks rebel walking, he'll stop for you.
Yeah.
He'll ask you what you want. We're no blind men. God touched them. And when he touches you, you change. Your blinded eye comes over. And then the Bible says, after that, what happened? They started following. God Almighty. See, when you've been born again, you get to keep on following Jesus. They didn't go that way. They started following. When God done something for you, you ought to what? Follow. Amen. You said God done saved you, didn't he? Yes, well, you ought to follow.
Yes, sir.
That's where life is in Jesus Christ. When God wakes you up every morning, he'll done something for you.
Oh, yeah.
You ought to follow him.
Yeah.
Because so many folks leave home in the morning, don't come back.
Right.
It's so many folks this morning left home and ain't going to go back.
Right.
It's so many laid down last night, didn't get up this morning.
That's right.
It could happen to us too. We ain't no better than nobody else. So we what? You ought to follow him. He done something for you. You ought to follow him.
Yeah.
Stand still. He stood still. And he'll do the same thing for you. And I want the saints to know that. Whatever you got going ain't right. A problem, circumstances, I dare you to get real. And what I mean real, I'm talking about get sincere. And get on your knees and tell God. You ain't got to tell nobody. If you got covered just in a saint, you said, pray with me. I dare you to get by yourself and call on Jesus. From the depths of my heart, he'll answer your prayer. He'll do it. He'll do it. But you're the one got to do it. Now let me tell you this before I close. You got to call him and me. If he don't answer you today, call him tomorrow. If you don't answer you tomorrow, call him next day. I dare you to keep on calling. The devil said, you see, he ain't thinking about it. That's a lie. Sometimes you'll see how far we'll go. Do we really want to be helped? And you'll know when you get down. You'll know that. You'll know that. In the same way by a son of man, if you lost today, if you call him and say, Lord, save me, he hear you. I don't care where you're sitting, he hear you right now. If you just say, Lord, save me, I'm a sinner. If you mean that from the depth of your heart, but you got to do something. What I'm going to do? You got to believe that he's able to save you. Then come forth. Then that's when God will save you. But you got to believe that yourself. See, you don't sit down and say, Lord, you know my heart, I want to be saved. Get up before the public.
Yes,
that lets you know you ain't ashamed of Christ. If you shame of Christ, God can't save you.
Amen.
Ain't nobody, we in church. We ain't out there in the football gang, a gang or stadium. We in the church. This is what the church is all about. We want to see you saved. We praying for that you give your life to Christ. We get happy and shout with you when you give your life to Christ. So don't be ashamed. He'll stand still just for you, just like he did the blind man. And if anybody needs healed, he'll do the same thing. I'm asking you, would you come and give your life to Christ if you lost today? Will you come? After the choir will give up a song, will you come? Will there be one? 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 Do you need saving? Oh, hallelujah. Do you need saving? He'll stop still and see about it. He'll stand still. Matter of fact, he's knocking at the door of your heart right now. Just trying to break in your heart, but he can't break in. You got to let him in. That means the Bible said, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice, he got to open the door. Then I come in. You got to open the door yourself.